right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast on Monday the 20th of June 2022. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be. As always, thank you so much for your ongoing support. Can't keep that website up and running without you, so it's important that you know that your monthly donation of $5 Australian is about support. It's about helping me to keep that site up and running and protected. I'm putting my head on the chopping block here, so that is the most important part. So I hope you're enjoying the website and logging in as much as you can. I hope you're enjoying the recent podcasts that are going up. And when you see the website out there and you guys make that happen. I just can't do it without you now, at least some support. So it's great to have you guys on deck with me as we move forward into 2022. The Night Watch podcast just gives me a chance to sit down when I'm not on with guests and just cover all the latest, what's in front of me and what people are chatting about on Telegram and stuff like that. Sort of the main issues of the day, if you will, and just go over all of that and put forward my 2 cents, huh? As we move through incredible times, absolutely amazing times as we've been going through on the podcast. It really, really is. I sit here and just, I can't believe it. It's just so, so much happening in 2022 that it really defies belief, and things are moving very quickly. There's still this whole uncertainty about our whole financial system, I feel like what's happening is you're all being starved out slow. I feel like maybe people are going to be forced into selling off all their assets. And, this is the next steps. A lot of people are doing it really tough and can't afford things like they used to. And it's getting harder and harder. And I thank you so much for your support here each month. I made it as simple and a small sort of donation each month just to help us continue here and keep talking, but you get that feeling with this whole COVID psyop, don't you, and the Agenda 2030 issue and everything and the Great Global Reset, that they're kind of starving everybody out. Now it's the food, and now it's there's even some kind of power plants in Australia that are going up in flames now, just like in America with all the food places. So it's just absolutely crazy what we're seeing. I get this feeling like we are being starved out now. And I'm hoping that we do not see people in such a desperate state that they have to start selling off everything that they own in order just to feed themselves and survive, because then you will have absolutely nothing. And this is the future of Klaus Schwab, isn't it? He wrote in his book, you won't own anything and you're going to be happy because we say so. Very, very, very crazy times. But who knows if they're even going to be able to pull all this off anyway. I mean, the system itself is becoming so desperate. It's just incredible. They're moving so quickly here, and it really is hard to keep up. I feel like I can't. There's so much that I'm missing. There's just so much, and I can't put it all on the website, and I can't talk about it all. And I understand you guys can go through the news and everything. I just think this is a good chance to sit down and just plug in and go over what I feel is important and what I'm seeing in front of me, and talk about it. It really is, important times. So a few things to cover tonight quickly in my time, and the most pressing kind of issue, and we knew this was coming, and I do have another article here. There it is there. I'll just get it ready. Popped up as well. The pressing or incredible, just absolutely unbelievable information that came out now or today from the United States is they are given the green light to inject babies with these mRNA shots to 5-year-olds, which is, I think, Florida's the only place that has said they're not going to do it through DeSantis. But yeah, absolutely. What can you say? What can you say to this disgusting evil filth? I mean, it's just all out slaughter. It's all out slaughter. There's a clip here from Telegram of this horrible creature in the US gloating and smiling and laughing about this, like it's all, everybody should be celebrating this. I'll just play the short clip now anyway to catch you up that I have here.
For children under 5. With this recent authorization from FDA and recommendation from CDC, nearly 20 million children are now able to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I know many parents with very young children have been anticipating this day. We now know, based on rigorous scientific review, that the vaccines available here in the United States can be used safely and effectively in children under 5. Vaccinating young children is a critical opportunity to protect them against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Parents, I strongly encourage you to get your children vaccinated. If you have questions, talk to your child's provider to learn more about the benefits of this vaccine. We have taken another important step together in our fight against COVID-19 by making safe and effective vaccines available for our little ones. I hope all parents will take advantage of these life-saving vaccines and protect their children.
Well, these people are really demented and sick, aren't they? CDC representative there, woman smiling. Who knows if they're even human anyway, and who cares? They're just, we're not like that. And that's all we need to be concerned about. These people are demonic entities. They are disgusting filth. They have no shame. No souls. They're rotten to the core, and anybody who talks like that is either under mind control, not human, or completely mentally ill. Maybe a mix of all three, I don't know, and I don't care. But there you go, absolutely sick. And of course, I saw this today in the Australian mainstream media, who are licking their lips for this. They just can't wait to poison and kill off our children, and we should be happy about it. This one was from the Sydney Morning Herald. COVID-19 jabs for under fives is just a couple of months away. Ching. Australian parents will likely have to wait a couple more months. Oh my God, I can't wait any longer. You know, I really want to kill my own child. I just can't wait. I can't wait a couple more months. I want my child dead now. Before children under five can get their COVID-19 injections, death shots, according to Alan Cheng, the previous chair of the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. Targi, this guy sounds Chinese. Well, they're everywhere, aren't they? Aren't they? And in an interview with the Sun Herald and the Sunday Age, Cheng, who was a member of Atagi, said that it was likely the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines would be rolled out in a couple of months, as the TGA and Atagi, absolute fronts for the pharmaceutical corporations and just outrageous criminals, look at people trained to deliver the jab as we get the vaccine. So absolutely sick. He would not put a time frame on the rollout to children under 5, but in practice, waiting a couple more months would mean the vaccines do not start to be administered until late August or the start of September. What we do know after 2 years is that COVID is not a severe disease in children. Very occasionally, there are severe complications when they have other medical conditions, he said. And this guy calls himself an infectious disease physician, which means he's basically a fucking con man. So here he's telling you that children don't have to worry about getting COVID and there's no issues with them, but we want them jabbed anyway. So you can see how sick these people are and how sick this entire system is. It really is up to the parents now. And I know parents who are getting their little 10-year-olds and 8-year-olds and teenagers all jabbed up. So what's stopping them from jabbing this shit into their baby's arms? I'm sure they can't wait. But I would tend to hope that most parents still have some form of what we call a brain left in their skulls, and that they would be horrified by this just as we are. And here he says that parents are scared and anxious about their kids getting COVID. Oh, it's such a dangerous disease. But he just said to you that kids don't have to worry about COVID. That's what they've always told us. But at the same time, again, they're telling you it's dangerous. You know what I mean? This is the media for you. So don't worry, the parents are scared and anxious about their kids getting a fake, made-up, imaginary illness that doesn't exist anywhere in the universe. But you don't need to be anxious or scared about your kids getting death jabs put into their arms to kill their little bodies off and their souls. So these people are very sick, and this, of course, comes today after the United States moved, obviously, to allow this. Disgusting measures in the United States. Incredible when so many people in the US don't want it. It makes me think that they're desperate, and they're making another desperate move here, which is only going to expose them even more than what they already have. And of course, in these media articles, they never tell you about the true numbers of deaths and injuries caused by these vaccines. They just tell you about all the imaginary made-up numbers of people with COVID. So very sick. And of course, you've got images here of young children and their parents in masks, just wanting to get their inoculations, and they're jabbing little Jimmy up and giving him a green lollipop. I think that when this goes ahead, it will be Victoria first, of course, because that's where we will see it, and we'll roll on from there. Incredible times, eh? And it's just absolutely unbelievable. So this from Health Impact News. America is now the only country in the world that authorizes COVID shots for infants. But Australia's next, folks. Australia's next, and it's coming. I think they're going to move it forward. It appears that the United States just became the only country in the world to vaccinate babies and toddlers with COVID injections. Can you believe I'm reading this? I feel sick. I feel like jumping out the fucking window. Despite what you are reading in the press, the United States seems to be, as of Friday, the only country in the world to partake in experimental COVID therapeutics for infants. On Friday, the FDA authorized these filthy scum mRNA COVID shots, both Pfizer and Moderna, under emergency use authorization for under 5-year-olds, all the way down to 6 months of age. As you'll see in a moment, this is unprecedented anywhere in the world. Unprecedented. So the approval made its way through the halls of the federal bureaucracy, regardless of any study showing a positive benefit for injecting young children with mRNA shots, which even in adults do not effectively prevent any coronavirus infection, because there isn't any coronavirus infection, but it doesn't do anything but make you sick and die. It shows you, even in the US Congress and their very own government there, nobody has a voice, nobody can say anything against these criminals, and as we're finding out on our podcast, it's all coming from Rome. What do you reckon? Because none of them have any say. None of them have any say. No one's got a say in this. It's all coming in from outside, and they just roll over and do what you're told. Very interesting, in Florida haven't adopted this. Again, whatever's happening and how crazy this is, if I was in the United States, I would probably move there. I would definitely move there. Because, you know, I love the beach. I can't be away from the ocean as well, so it would be my number one move. From what I know, they're not taking it up. And this is very sick, folks. And of course, as it says here, the corporate press, the MSM scumbags, the spineless, gutless, hateful, filthy, slime bags in the media, they're hailing this as a success, and they're announcing it everywhere, and they can't get enough of it. But when you break down the data, a true scandal arises. As of a couple of weeks ago, there were only 7 countries where kids under 5 were given COVID injections through the WHO. Now claims that number is 12. The 7 countries on record are Argentina, Bahrain, of course, Chile, China, Cuba, United Arab Emirates, and poor Venezuela. The territory of Hong Kong, which uses the Chinese-made shots, is sometimes listed as the 8th country on record, but that's only the beginning of the madness. Venezuela and Cuba are the only countries that allow for COVID shots between the ages of 2 and 3. The rest of the countries only go as young as 3. Moreover, none of the nations are using mRNA. 5 out of 7 are using Chinese-manufactured inactivated vaccines, so that goes for Chile as well. They're like up to 4 or 5 now. I don't know whatever mutants, right? Cuba and Venezuela are using the Cuban homebrew shot, and none of these countries are allowing for COVID shots between the ages of 6 months to 2 years, which means that the United States has become the only country in the world to allow for experimental COVID injections shots for babies and 2-year-old toddlers, because they can't kill the American people fast enough. And believe me, the bloodthirsty demons in this country of Australia, I reckon they're going to bring this forward. Once the Americans do it, the American government does this to their own people. These demons here are just licking their fangs. They're sharpening their black claws. They can't wait for this to kill people off, to kill these little toddlers and babies off, to really take a sledgehammer to our children. And if parents are stupid enough to take toddlers and newborn babies down to get those experimental injections into their little bodies, this is beyond child abuse. And so these people need to be arrested and put in prison, and their children need to be taken and saved before that shot happens. And these maniacs need to be locked up for the rest of their lives. This is incredible, and I've always said it. In this insane instance, you have a bizarre situation where a child's own parents are its own worst enemy. How bad is that? I mean, how many obstacles out there are there? How much evil is there in the world? You would think that a poor little baby could rely on its parents, his or her parents, to protect his or her life. But in this regard, this child who's just come into this earth realm for a few weeks or a couple of months, its worst enemy is its own parents. That is unbelievable. This is beyond sick. This makes me want to fucking puke. But this is the way of the world. And this is the sickness that we're up against. Again, FDA allows Pfizer and Moderna to inject babies and toddlers with COVID-19 vaccines, as Florida is the only state to refuse and is not participating. As expected, the FDA rubber-stamped Pfizer and Moderna's request to start injecting babies and toddlers between the ages of 6 months and through 4 years old with toxic, deadly COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, shots. So this is just 18 months after authorizing adults to use COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna on an emergency basis. So the FDA has done the same for preschoolers who are at least 6 months old. 6 months old, folks. 6 months old. Oh, boy. So they say that these endorsements come from independent FDA advisory committee boards, I guess. And they've, of course, they're voting unanimously. How else would these disgusting slime bags vote. I mean, they don't have any spines left. They don't have any souls left. There's nothing left in these empty vessels. They're just cocksuckers for Satan. That's all they are. They're devils. They're demons in a pit of hell. You know, in a sea of shit. So what else are they going to vote on? Of course they're going to vote on this. And all this bullshit is just, it's all just a front anyway. They're bought and sold. They come to their own conclusions. So again, it all comes down to parents. It all comes down to parents, human beings. Are you going to contract with these demons, these devils, and you're going to offer your own children up to the fires of Moloch? You're going to throw your child, your living baby who relies on you, you're going to throw this beautiful little gorgeous creature into the fires of hell because you are fucking ignorant, you are arrogant, you've done no research, and you're just stupid, and you're brainwashed. Is that what you're going to do? That's beyond child abuse. Beyond child abuse. This is not child abuse. This is beyond. I don't know what this is. Because basically, this is pedophilia with a needle. This is being raped via a needle. This is being raped by technology. If you allow your baby to be injected with that shit, then you are allowing your child to be raped by the New World Order system via its own technology that's injecting into that child. I'm sure parents will want to protect their child and their babies from pedophiles, right? Well, you haven't if you allow this to happen, because it's the same fucking thing. So the FDA is really just an arm of the big pharmaceutical corporations, and we know all that leads to. It's infanticide. 10 million babies and toddlers are targeted for slaughter by the Biden administration with Pfizer and Moderna mRNA injections. This stupid Biden, this ridiculous clown, he just fell over the other day, didn't he? I mean, who the hell in their right mind would believe that this guy has anything to do with running America, please? He's a stupid, ridiculous, idiotic puppet to distract the mob away. He doesn't run anything. Again, here, DeSantis' administration was the only state to refuse to participate in this pre-purchase of 10 million doses from the Biden administration. And every single state in the United States has placed an order with the federal government to ensure coronavirus vaccines for young children are delivered as soon as possible. Oh my God, we just can't kill kids fast enough. Why don't they just build massive, like, meat grinders, you know? Wouldn't that be better? We could just put big meat grinders out front of every school and every play centre and kindergarten and everywhere. We could put them out front. It would be a massive industry, you know? We just put meat grinders there. So little Jimmy goes to school straight into the meat grinder. Because there's no difference. They're just killing children. They're openly admitting that they're just killing you now and your kids, killing people. This is just slaughter. So I don't see the difference. Really is absolutely beyond words, folks, beyond words. Again, here, warning. Pfizer lied about results in COVID-19 vaccine trials for babies and toddlers. My God, I'm shocked. The deadly Pfizer COVID-19 inoculations, or jabs, was originally scheduled to be approved by the FDA and made available to the public in early 22 for babies and toddlers between the age of 6 months through 4 years old. On February 14th, 2022, Scott Gottlieb, who was the FDA commissioner under President Trump from May 11th to 2017 to April 5, 2019, before joining the board of directors of Pfizer, appeared on CNBC to explain to the public why Pfizer's vaccine was not yet ready for infants. They're just perfecting their kill shots. There were not enough children that young sick with COVID-19 to be able to complete the testing during the vaccine trial. So not enough rats to put in your little laboratory experiments to kill off. with your fake viruses that you make up. Oh, no. Unbelievable. The one fact alone should have been enough to stop any development of the COVID-19 vaccine for the youngest and most helpless members of our country. Not wanting to miss out on the last remaining market share of people who had not yet been given emergency use authorization for the jabs. However, Pfizer did what every vaccine manufacturer does when facts get in the way of introducing a money-making vaccine. They lied and made up their own statistics. They came to their own conclusions. That is the option of one doctor who has read the clinical trial results that Pfizer used to claim that their COVID-19 vaccine was safe and effective in babies and toddlers. I'm sure it is. I'm sure they are, claiming that the raw data actually proves the opposite. Tell me that isn't true. Now millions of ignorant parents will be traumatized as they watch their babies suffer and many of them die a horrible death due to this poisonous vaccine. Boy. Anyway, Jesus crikey, folks. I'll put that in the links. We really are being openly fed on by demons. And, you know, massive amounts of the Earth's population are under some kind of mind control. And they're directly acting on behalf of these devils. And they're just gone. They're gone. Not us. Not us, ever. But boy, there is evil on the horizon. It is it's like an evil fog. And it's just, it's coming in. It's unbelievable. It's the demons aren't just through your kids' windows into the room. They're just feasting on their open stomachs while mummy and daddy watch Netflix and live a vile life of ignorance. It really is incredible. Got a few articles here to flash through that I have saved. Mainstream media stuff, whatever's in front of me. This one from 9 News Australia. Australia's true number of COVID-19 cases may have been drastically underreported. So almost 4 million Australian adults, or 1 in 5 aged 18 and over, had contracted a fake illness called COVID-19. How do 4 million Australian adults contract a fake virus that never existed? But anyway, in fantasy world, everything's possible. By February this year, according to another new study. And it's all about cases circulating during the Omicron, the moronic wave, where we were mocked and humiliated because most can't do any kind of research or think for themselves in any conceivable manner. Now they're saying it's massively underreported, and this is all part of covering over the mass illness and deaths that we are now seeing. Now they're talking about thousands of samples from Australian blood donors aged 18 to 89, and the results showed the highest proportion of adults with COVID-19 antibodies, a sign of a previous coronavirus infection, were in Queensland, with 26% followed by Victoria and New South Wales. The vast majority of these infections are believed to have occurred during the Omicron wave. Can you believe what they're saying here? So the vast majority of these fake infections are believed, which means nonsense, to have occurred during the Omicron wave. that began in December 2021, sweeping first through the eastern states where it triggered mass lockdowns in Australia's biggest cities. Yeah, these fuckwit politicians, these criminals who need to be put on trial and charged and hung, in my book, locked us all down and ruined our lives over nothing. And so now they're basically, what they're doing is they're telling you that when this fake Omicron wave swept through in December 2021, it swept through so fast that all these people got it, but they didn't even know. And now, of course, you know, in the next few years, you're going to have all sorts of health problems, of course, if you had the jabs. So look out for those. The study claims the results showed that a proportion of Australians affected was at least twice as high as indicated as previous cases. So now they're telling you that it was double what they were saying. So, you know, I guess every man, his dog in the kitchen sink has had Omicron. And then, so you can see they're buttering their toast now. We can see that they're making up all these things, you know, people are going to start getting sick and all a million and one different types of heart conditions and attacks and deaths related around the heart. And they're getting all sorts of sores all over their bodies and all sorts of conditions of the skin, everything as their bodies break out, and all sorts of mental conditions and blindness and brain fog and everything that we've been covered, and AIDS-like symptoms and a degeneration of the so-called immune system. As people's bodies break down, they get sick for every single conceivable reason, and people start dropping dead like flies all over the board. Well, guess what? What did I read out not long ago? Basically, they're saying in the media now, particularly in the Australian media, that if you had COVID-19 or one of the fake variants, even you may have had it, but you don't even know you had it because you had no symptoms, because there's nothing, but they're telling you that you've got COVID or one of the variants, but you didn't have any symptoms, you completely went on your life along with your life normal, there's nothing wrong with you, but you still could have been part of one of these fake waves that went through society last year, and you may have had it, and now you have to be careful, because over the coming years, you're going to start, if you were inoculated with the death jabs, the clot shots, you're going to start getting sick. And so, yeah, in a year, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years, 5 years, to 6 years, whatever the fuck it is, you start getting sick, well, who knows who? Who knows what? We don't know anything. The doctor may say to you, did you get Omicron back in the 2021 wave? I don't know. It's now 2027, and I'm... You know, I've been given a few weeks to live. Let me think. No? But you probably did. You know, you probably did. And if you did, I'm just assuming you did, but let's just imagine that you did, well, then, yeah, that's going to have a ripple effect, and it's going to cause the very condition that you're suffering from now. So sorry about that. Incredible. Now they're telling you that there's hundreds of thousands of cases in the community, but nobody knows where they are, who they are. Boy, talk about a rabbit hole now, folks. And this is going to get worse. We're only in 2022, and this is just going to spiral out of control. It's going to spiral out of control. And I'm telling you, it's going to get to the point that these people who got these jabs, and you know what? My heart goes out to a lot of people who are pushed into this, man. They're already feeling really, really jaded and upset and double-crossed about this, and so they should. Oh, man. What can you say? I feel for you. I have friends whose family members have been given these injections, and now they're giving them to their children. And these friends that I have tried to send them some information, links, really, really good stuff just to look at and have a read of, and these people are not speaking, haven't spoken to them again. You know what I mean? Haven't spoken to them again. They've cast them out. What do you do in this situation? What do you do when you have loved ones who are getting these injections, they're not listening, and now they've got children and they're injecting them? And you care so much about them, and you try to reach out and say, would you just read this? And now they've expelled you from their lives. You know, do you get down and depressed? Do you pick yourself up? Do you continue? It's really tough, folks. I get it. But as I said, you can't keep stopping, you know, during a survival situation and going back to pick up these people who are not fucking listening. It's really tough. It's really tough on families, man. I get it. Far out it is. A bunch of my own family have had these injections, and I don't know what's coming for them. I don't know what's coming for them. This is one that got put up, an article got put up on the chat there from Daily Mail. It just goes to show you what they're telling you now. This one was, did flawed PCR tests convince us COVID was worse than it really was? Britain's entire response was based on results, but one scientist says they should have been axed a year ago. Now, this is what they're saying. Now, how many times did we say that they were going to come and double down like this and say that was all a fraud? Remember when the New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet came out and basically said that all this was a scam, that all the QR coding was just absolute nonsense, and that even when his government took it away, large sections of the population kind of wanted it back because they didn't feel comfortable, so they brought it back in, but it didn't go anywhere, it wasn't active. It wasn't live. It was just to make people feel comfortable when they were going out for a beer, I guess, or going out to have something to eat. They trained the small-minded public to get so hooked on their QR coding with their phones, you know, because every time they put their mask on and they rub the toxic gel on their hands, like fidgety crickets, and they went out. They were masked up. They were gelled up. They were vaxxed up, and it's a war in their own heads. They're going to war, but there's no war there. But they think there is. They're going into battle, but there's no war. But for them, they are. And they go into battle every day in the supermarket. And they hold their phone up to the little QR thing, the little black and white thing, and they hold their phone up and they log in and they feel protected within the government system, you know, within the matrix system, that they've done everything possible and everything that they've been told to do to keep safe in their little bubble from something that doesn't exist. What were we saying the other night with Jay Wilderness? Remember, I keep bringing it up about the smoking experiment that they did, how they got people smoking and how it was a status thing, how they felt that they were wealthier, that when they went out, they were smoking and puffing away and, oh, wow, she's so beautiful. She must be very rich. So it wasn't about the cigarettes. It was making people think that they were something that they were not. It's the same thing here. They haven't stopped doing it. You know, they've made the public think that washing your hands with this weird gel and putting on that mask and acting like maniacs and ducking and weaving and rubbing everything down with a gel and getting these inoculations is going to protect them from something that isn't there. So simply, to put it really simple, is the media through the TVs injected the public with an idea, you know, and they took that up and they created it through their own belief systems. So we can see that the system itself, as we always say on this podcast, is just inducing the public. You know, it's perception management, you know. Through the media, they just offer these suggestions in such a way so the general public take it up and they create that belief bubble. And in their lives, through their eyes, it actually really is real. But there's nothing there. But, you know, that's just the way that it's always been done. So it's massive sociological experiments. It's just on steroids, you know. They've made the public believe in something that isn't there, and they've made them act accordingly and do all these, jump through all these hoops, and this is a mental illness. This is a mental illness. This is like germophobes now, you know, and they're everywhere. You know, I'm not seeing a lot of them, but they're still all over the place. They think that the world is out there to get them. You know, that if they walk too close to someone, they're going to get a disease. They're going to get sick. So maybe these people already had these kinds of tendencies, I don't know. But it's really incredible to look at it in that light. You know, that the system around us has not made us do anything physically. They have not forced us to do any of these things. Over the last 2 years, they have simply suggested this. It's like a trick of the mind. It's like hypnotism. People can go up on stage, they get hypnotized, and they make them run around and do foolish things. This is what is going on. It's incredible. But this is done through the TV, so it's mass hypnotism, planetary. People are being hypnotized through the TVs. We're not, because we get it. So we can't be hypnotized in that way. But these people, they're all being hypnotized. And they're going out and they're acting on this. And they're actually seeing something that isn't there. And they're acting accordingly in order to protect themselves from this make-believe thing. It's absolutely incredible, but they're actually seeing it. They're actually seeing it. They think, I've seen them today. You know, they're paranoid. Some of them are slightly paranoid. But they're paranoid enough to be wary of you. And I saw them. I had to go and grab some milk today when I was out. And they were there. They were washing the trolley, supermarket trolley. Kung fu. You know? They got their own sanitizer. They need holsters. Like a cowboy. Squirt, squirt, squirt. You know? And they got the baby wipes. Mask up. You know? Trolley's washed. And as I said, they're going into battle, into the supermarket, because anyone could be a potential threat. That virus could just, could float down from anywhere. This is a mental illness. It's a mental illness. And they're sick. They're sick people. But in their mind, it's so, so, so real. It's so real. How do you get through to them? How do you get through to them? You know? The most important thing that we want to do this year on this podcast, and I'll be on with Dawn Lester on Wednesday night, is to keep going over the same old thing, and that is to take the fake virus theory off the fucking table. There are no viruses that are going to get you. People cannot transmit something onto you like a virus. They can't do it, okay? There's no COVID-19 out there. None of these viruses exist. It's all fear-mongering. It's all to keep, you know, the masses under mind control, which is food for the pharmaceutical corporations and always has been. And with the next podcast, we're going to go into the psychology here, how this is being done. It's really how people have been hooked here, taken the bait, how they seem to be at one point waking up, but at the same time, they're taking the bait. It's really an incredible thing. But we can't go anywhere. We can't go anywhere until people take that virus and they take it off the table. And they take it away. And they consciously understand in their brains at a deep level, every part of them, they understand, like we do, that there is no virus. COVID-19 isn't real. And they really, really understand it. Because a lot of the alternative media, they act like they know this, but then they put up articles that talk about COVID like it's real. And I think a lot of people in the alternative media, they're still like this. They're kind of on board, you know. But if you look at it like a train, when the train comes through to the station and they're moving quick, the underground trains, the people are going to work or whatever, and the train doors open, you got to step on or off. You can't kind of put one leg in and keep one leg on the platform, because then the doors are going to shut in the middle of you. You need to get on that train or get off. You know, people are neither here nor there. It's like, I think deep down they understand that something's very wrong here, but they keep continuing to believe in the virus theory, and then you're gone. If in any way people still believe that there might be some kind of COVID-19 there, then you're never going to get it. It is not until you take that completely off the table, there is no virus. The Matrix, man, there's no spoon. It is not until that point, you know, that you will start to look at the bigger picture. Then you've got some fucking decisions to make and some things to think about, I tell you. Because you look at people who are getting these jabs and they believe in COVID so much and they've done everything they've been told to, but at the same time they feel like they're being double-crossed and ripped off and their lives are being ruined and stamped on. But they don't know what to do about it because they can't take the fucking virus theory off the table. But if they truly could do that, they would look at the injections they got in their arm. They would look at the social distancing and the mask wearing and all the hoops they had to jump through and everything that they did. And they would go, holy shit. I'm being trained. This has nothing to do with COVID-19. This is a bloody New World Order takeover. You know? They can't see it. They can't see it. So the virus controls. If you believe even in a fraction of this fake virus story, you are being controlled. Okay? So these people have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. Right? And when they, if they can arrive to that point in this lifetime where they can take that virus, and I mean fucking take the whole thing off the table, then we can move forward. We can start to build. Welcome aboard. Let's move forward. You understand what's really, you can see the threat. You can understand what's being done now. But, it's just, It's not happening. It's not happening. Some people are getting there, but they're just not there yet. Okay. Let's hope that they can see this. This is the This is part of the Australian spirit, you know. It's all bullshit. That's what we want to hear people say. I've spoken to people like that. They don't listen to my podcast. They don't into this, any of this, but they say to you, it's just all bullshit. Yes, mate. It's all bullshit. And then some will say, oh, you know, I just think that COVID-19, you know, it's not as bad as what they're saying. It's nothing more than a normal flu that you will have. But they're making it seem like it's worse so they can control our lives and take all our rights and freedoms and health liberties away. No, there is no virus. There is no virus. You know, look in the mirror and tell yourself that and face the reality of what's really going on here. Then we can move forward. You know, and yeah, look, before I go back to this article, Britain's entire response was based on bullshit. What do we say? Amanda Vollmer said that. This is a testing pandemic. That's all. It's not a pandemic with a virus. It's just a testing pandemic. They're telling you something. They're assuming something that isn't real. This article is really interesting to me because they're actually bringing in the conspiracy theories now. Because we were right. We were right all along. We know that. Look at this. This is the first line of the article. It has been one of the most enduring conspiracy COVID theories that the gold standard PCR test used to diagnose the virus were picking up people who weren't actually infected. Picking up people. Picking them up. Some even suggested the swabs, which have been carried out more than 200 million times in the UK alone, may mistake common colds and flu for corona. If either or both were true, it would mean that many of these cases should never have been counted in the daily tally. The daily tally. That the ominous and all too familiar figure which was used to inform decisions on lockdowns and other pandemic measures was an overcount, was bullshit. So locking down Australian cities with millions of people in there, locking you all inside, destroying your livelihoods and your jobs, splitting up families, causing mass rates of suicide and drug use and alcoholism and all of this, destroying people's lives. Destroying people's lives, destroying businesses one by one, like falling dominoes. Boom, 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 down they go. Coffee shops, small mum and pop shops, small businesses, people going down one after the other who have never been able to come back. Destroying our lives, destroying lives, based on a fucking lie. That's what it is, a fucking lie. This, they're telling you now in the Daily Mail, one of the biggest online newspaper digital platforms in the fucking world, that it was all bullshit. Oh, the conspiracy theorists were right. We locked you down and destroyed your lives for nothing. Sorry about that. But what are most people doing? They're lining up for a third shot and a fourth shot. Incredible. I don't want to read this shit because it's mainstream media, but it just goes to show you what they're saying. Now they're investigating it. Well, they didn't investigate it last year. They didn't investigate this pile of steaming dog shit last year, but now the Sunday Mail is investigating. They're investigating whether the science that the government so often said they were following during the pandemic was flawed. At least in some aspects. No, not in some aspects. In every fucking conceivable aspect possible. It was bullshit. The whole thing is crap. Right? The whole thing. The pandemic, everything, it was all bullshit. Now they're investigating it. In the coming weeks and months and years, We're going to investigate if Britain's stark COVID death figure was overblown. We will also ask if the lockdowns did more harm than good. Don't worry, folks, the mainstream media are now on your side. Here they come, dun-dun-dun-dun, with their cavalry. They're riding in to save the day on their white horses. Now they're on the people's side. We're going to investigate for you. I'm sure 60 Minutes and Four Corners are going to be in there. We're investigating the lockdowns. Was this any good? Were the tests legitimate? Listen to the debate. Have your say. This week we're tackling the COVID tests and we're going to examine whether there's any truth to the claims that they were complete bullshit. It's not even laughable. Now they're kind of lightly telling you that the lockdowns were all based on bullshit. Can you believe it? Yeah, we can believe it because we knew this was happening. That's why we didn't get their fucking jabs. That's why I've never stopped living my life. That's why I have not one COVID ticket from any police or I've nothing. I've never stopped living my life. I've done what I want. And I'll continue to do that until the day I die. But don't worry. You know, they're critiquing this now. They're gonna investigate it for you. After you were treated like a rat in an experiment and had jabs shoved into your body. We'll get back to you on this. So, basically, in a nutshell, they bullshitted, they lied through their fucking rotten teeth, and told us that all these people had COVID and were in the hospital wards, sick. And the hospitals were filling up, and everyone was getting sick, and quick, get your injection, hurry up, or you're going to die. And the dim-witted, slow-acting, manipulated public got conned into the biggest scam in human history because they were scared and fear rules, okay? And they were scared and tricked into getting these pricks into their arm. Now they're backing off and it's all coming down, it's all tumbling down now. This is why I keep saying over and 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 over again how important it is for us to be aware, consciously self-aware, aware of everything around us, to critically break down and everything. Unfortunately, the bulk of humanity were unable to do that, but we were. We called their bluffs one after the other, and now we're here just going, my God. It really is true. Some of those memes that went up, just grab the popcorn and watch the show because it's absolutely insane. You know, now they're breaking down their own system that they built up last year that was so serious. Now they're breaking it all down and basically saying it was all fabrication and all lie. Why? Because they've got enough needles in arms. Because most people took the bait. And I'm telling you, we're not even started yet. Because the illness and the deaths are going to skyrocket. As I always say, the injections trigger the real pandemic. And the real pandemic has nothing to do with some fake virus. The real pandemic is people getting sick from the injections that they took into their bodies. And I mean really sick. And the idea behind that is when that starts to happen is that people who are not sick will get the injections. Because they're seeing people get sick around them and they can't put two and two together and understand that they've been made sick because they've been poisoned like rats. But in this case, it's quite different because so many people got the jabs all together in one big, large go. Still, we don't know the true numbers of how many people around the world haven't got them, and I still don't know that. I refuse to believe that I am part of 5% in Australia. I can't believe it. Even if it were true, I'd say that most of those people maybe just had one. They've had one, and they never went back for another one. But I can't believe the government stats here. It doesn't make any sense. But if it's true, boy, I'm part of the 5% then. But here we are, sitting here watching this show, and they're starting to tear down their own system as they move into the next stages of the Great Global Reset. And those people who got those jabs, as now all the companies are telling people who are not inoculated to come back to work. I mean, sadly, folks, this is what I said last year. You know, and I knew people around me like this. They rushed and they got the jabs because, they wanted to be on board with everybody else. They didn't want to be treated differently. And I said to people who were having a hard time and didn't want those injections and they were losing their jobs, I said to them, times are going to be tough for us for a little bit, but don't worry. Hold your ground, you know, and stay true and just wait it out. Because it's all going to come crumbling down. I told them that, and they have, and now they're back at work. Based off my advice, and I'm a nobody. I don't know fucking anything. Huh? What do I know? I'm just a dude here, man. I'm a dad living in Sydney. I'm just doing this. I mean, and I can have some common sense. But I know some people who are about to tip. They didn't want the inoculations in their bodies. They didn't want them. And they were being scared, from their work to, you know, about losing their jobs and everything. And I told them, hold the line. Come on, you got savings. There must be a way to get yourself through, just wait. Because they were telling us last year, they said to the people, if you just get one injection, you can have your life back in October. If you don't get the injections, then you can't have your life back until December. It was stupid, because in October, when everyone was getting their injections and they were having their picnics and having their life back, I was just living my normal life. You know why? Because my life was never up for them to negotiate with or give back to me. It's my life. So we just lived our normal lives and did whatever the hell I want to. This is my life. I never gave up my life or my soul to these fucking demonic entities. They made it appear like that to the people who didn't do their research. So get this injection, do a deal with the devil, take a bite of the poison apple, and we'll give fractions of your life back. Get another one, we'll give more of your life back. Hey, get another one and here's your life back. And they took the bait. They took the bait. And hey, that's their trip in this life, man. Good on you if that's what you wanted to do. But I didn't. That's just what I'm saying. I know the listeners didn't as well. I'm just bringing it up. But I never stopped living my life, and I never wore a mask, and I never sanitized, and I never QR coded, and I never jumped through all the hoops they said. I just lived my life. Sure, I went to a lot of places where everyone was in masks and they stared at you. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I never did. And I'm out of excuses. I told you, I've been to places recently where they wanted you to wear a mask, and I said, I don't wear masks, and they want to know what your exemption is. And I said, I don't have an exemption. I don't have a medical exemption. I don't wear fucking masks because I don't want to. Are you denying me an essential service? Where's the manager? And they let you in. Australians in particular need to grow a set of balls and dig deep and get that fight back and start being a pain in the ass. I keep saying this and I'll never stop saying it, being a pain in the ass. be a thorn in the side of this system. Yeah? Make it hard. Don't just give in because they say so. Now these people who have done that are in between a rock and a hard place because now they're really regretting those needles in their arms. But you know what? This is like a nightmare that you can't wake up from. I'm sorry, folks, but it is. You know, when you have those kind of dreams that are not good and you kind of might wake yourself up and you're sweating and you're like, oh my God. A dream can be so powerful that you wake up in the morning and you think, oh my God, it wasn't real. I'm here. They show you that in the movies all the time. You know? Sort of like a warning, like you're not appreciating your life enough. And then you get this bad deal in a dream, you know? And then you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to do things differently. A dream can be so powerful that it can change the way that you, the direction of your life, and you start doing things in a more positive way based on that dream. But I'm sorry for these people who got those injections. You can't wake up from this dream. You're done. You're done. You can't rework it. You can't renegotiate that deal. It was done. It was done quickly and it's done. Sure, there's ways to look for those who just got one and they're still okay. If you're onto this, there's ways to try and purge and force this stuff. Your body's an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. But you know what? This kind of technology, I don't know. It's in. I don't care if people say we're breathing it in or it's in the food. We have a way to bypass that. But when it's injected in, that's a different beast. It's a different beast. I'm sorry, folks. Tell me if I'm wrong. Directly injected into our bodies with the way that this technology is and acts. This is like an ongoing nightmare because you can't wake up from it, but you're aware of it. And I think this is going to be the hardest thing to deal with for those people. And my heart goes out to them. I hope they reach out to us. I hope I can meet some people and talk with them because I can't understand where you're at. But for those folks out there who got those injections because they were intimidated or bullied or coerced or threatened or pushed into a corner and they got one or two and now they're regretting it and that stuff's in them and they're living with it now. They don't know what the outcome's going to be or what's going to happen. I feel for you, man, because this is an ongoing nightmare that you can't wake up from. This nightmare has now become settled and is now your day-to-day life. Up until that point where it rears its ugly face. Because there's consequences to those injections that went into your body. It may be okay for a while, but, you know. But myself and our listeners, we're at this point in our lives where we said no to it because we've done our research. And that is how fucking important awareness is. It is so critical to be aware. It is just the most amazing thing, you know. Just to be aware of all of this, which we were, it is the key to not only saving and preserving your life, but to everything. Awareness. And when you're aware, it allows you to open your heart up and it allows love in and it just opens the world up for you to so many possibilities and strange, wonderful things that you may never have known that are there. You know, it gives you a whole new outlook on life, being aware. And that's why since, you know, for how long now have I pushed awareness? And that's why I keep getting up here and talking like this. And I know you guys get it, but it's just important to have maybe these conversations with people that you care about and to tell them how important this is. Too many people just stumbled into this without being aware. You know, because they were scared into believing in something that's not there. How important is that, folks? They weren't forced. The system never forced any of us to do anything. It made people believe in something that wasn't there. And once they imagined this and they created this virus or whatever it is that's going to get them, like a kid who thinks that there's a boogeyman or a monster in his closet at night. Once they created that belief, you know, then for them, they really see it. And they went in and they got tricked into getting an injection in the arm. They took a bite of the poison apple. The poison apple wasn't forced on them to take a bite. It was offered. It was offered. And they used fear and propaganda behind that. And they took a little bite. You know, but they were not forced. They were manipulated. It was all engineered in such a way that to us, because we're aware, we laughed at it. And we knew what was coming. And we've been doing this ever since. But for most people, unfortunately, they just weren't aware. And they took a bite. And they've tumbled down the rabbit hole. And now there are consequences. And there are things that they have to deal with that are very serious, man. But we didn't. Yeah. And have a drink, give yourselves a pat on the back, feel wonderful about that. That you are alive right now and you are aware. Boy. Yeah. The threat's there, the danger's there, but you're aware of it. Important times. Indeed. I hope you guys are doing fine. And it's always great to plug in here and have a chat. And just say what I want to and do what comes naturally. That's why I'm doing this. And going over articles and things, it keeps me going because there's always so much happening. And always when I cover all this stuff, it just reminds me of things and I work out things and as we move forward here. And that's what this Night Watch podcast is about. So, take care, guys, and contact me anytime. Enjoy the website. Thanks for your support. It's absolutely critical in these times. I have some other things to go over as well. I'll try that on another one, but thanks so much for the listeners and members sending me through things, important information. As we stay aware and we move ahead, we move forward, we stay positive and aware. And we never lose sight of where we're going, who we are, and why we're here. And the important things in our lives. We never lose sight of that. So stay safe, and we will chat again soon. Take care.